Good evening, and thank you very much to Paul Halloran for inviting me here, and it's a great pleasure to come and speak to the people of Batley. Thank you so much for turning up. The reason I am here is because I stand with the teacher, and it is and I believe that it is absolutely shameful that neither of the main political parties are addressing this clearly very important issue. The Reclaim Party stands for freedom of speech, for tolerance, for the broadest possible debate, and for the preservation of our British culture, our shared British culture. We are all British here. As you all know, in March, a teacher at Batley Grammar School showed a cartoon depiction of Muhammad in a religious studies class, and subsequent to this was suspended by his head teacher. He was thrown under the bus by his local education union, and he was thrown under the bus by his local MP, and he was thrown under the bus by our government and mostly by the media. He is now living fearful of his life in hiding with his partner and four young children. Indeed, the only people that stood up for this teacher vocally, other than you good people, were the bin men of the Unite Union of Bury. Yeah. Bravo to them. Yeah. And to the young students who formed a group in opposition to his suspension from within the grammar school, and I applaud them, and they are our hope for the future. It has since been agreed that pictures of the Prophet will never be shown again following this direct action, and the school has apologised to the demands of an intolerant minority. And now, as a result, we have a de facto blasphemy law brought in by a mob, not by Parliament, not with royal assent, but by a mob. This is not the Britain we want to live in. We cannot have an education policy driven by intimidation, bullying, and death threats. Freedom of speech does not mean that we condone the speech of those we disagree with. It means that we fight for their right to express themselves freely. Without freedom of speech, other weapons are used to make people's points for them. The fact that the Batley Labour Council tried to ban this gathering today makes very clear where they stand on freedom of speech. And as Martin Daubney quite rightly pointed out, where the hell is Ryan Stevenson? But I want to be positive, actually. I want to say what has been so heartening is this group of students who stood up in Batley Grammar School in the absence of any moral leadership whatsoever from their elected officials and those who are charged with their care of their education. And having had long discussions with Paul Halloran, who is a wonderful man who cares deeply about this area, we decided not to stand and let the main parties fight it out between themselves. The Reclaim Party will be standing a candidate here come the general election when Boris calls it. And we very, very much look forward to introducing you to our candidate. Some of you may know him already. With that, I'm going to pass you back to Martin. Thank you very much again for coming and for listening. I stand with the teacher.
Okay, so yeah, first of all, I suppose if we just start with the real simple stuff, could you just tell me exactly what brings you to Batley today, what we're doing here right now?
We're here in Batley today to raise awareness, really, about the teacher who has handed out his job from Batley Grammar School, which is an issue being ignored by the main political parties, and I feel that his story needs to be told and he needs to be stood up for, because it's not good what happened.
Why do you think that the main political parties and so much of the media are so silent on this?
I think that the main political parties, I think in the Conservative case, it's because they've got an 80-seat majority and they don't want to get involved in these issues. And I think in Labour's case, they care more about what's going on 1,000 miles away than they do about what's happening in their own constituency.
It does feel slightly obscene, though, doesn't it, that something so prominent that really you think would be the centrepiece of the discussions around this by-election is it's not even getting a slight mention. They're not even paying lip service to it. It's just utter silence.
Shameful. Shameful. But, you know, that's what you get when Labour stop being Labour and the Conservatives turn into the Green Party. You don't know what's going on. The Conservatives should be speaking about this and the main political parties should be speaking about this. They don't. We came here, Paul Hurren and I have been speaking a lot. And, you know, I didn't want to just turn up in somewhere and, you know, ask people to vote for me. I want to get to know an area because I'm growing a political party.
Yeah, that's something I was going to ask you about. You and Paul both stood down from the by-election. Could you talk me through both of your decisions to stand down?
Well, you'd have to ask Paul, but I mean, basically, we came to the conclusion that we didn't want to split the vote. We need to get rid of Labour. I mean, you know, they've just stopped representing the working man. They've stopped doing what it says on the tin, you know. So we need to get rid of Labour. They're imploding, and they need a new leader who is into looking after and representing the rights of the working man in this country. And we didn't want to split the vote, so we'd rather the Tories are the less disgusting of two bad medicines.
And then what would be the plan moving forward tactically? Then you step down for tactical reasons. What does the future hold in that respect for this area and your involvement in it?
We're just going to come and meet people and introduce ourselves to people and let people know that we exist and that we're going to be standing for them come the general election.
Ola, just a couple more questions and then we'll be done. Thanks for your time. Could you just tell me briefly, let's say that I had no idea of the free speech issue in this country. I knew nothing about it. I was coming to this conversation completely naively. How would you summarise exactly what we're facing and what's happening, the dynamic of free speech and these differing cultures and ideas in the UK right now?
Well, we did some polling with Savannah Comrades and half the country are frightened to speak their minds. So that's a free speech crisis in my book, and it needs addressing, and it will be addressed.
One more question about the... I suppose something that I'm interested to know is that there's been so much political correctness in the name of wokeness over these last few years, and it seems like every sort of demographic group is their feelings and their sensitivities have to take complete foremost of everyone's attention. Is it any surprise that the Muslim community wants a slice of the action, if you will?
What, in terms of wokery?
In terms of just one, they're like, well, every other demographic is being listened to. We're bowing down to people in regards to race or sexuality and identity politics. In a way, in the current climate, it almost seems reasonable that they want their consensus.
I just think we're all British, you know? And if we just put British first, we're fine. You know, I'm not a Christian before I'm British. I'm not Muslim before I'm British. Not white before I'm British. I'm just British. Not straight before I'm British. I'm just British. It's very simple. And that's what it needs to be.